I speak to you in the name of the Holy One who creates, loves, and inspires. Amen. Yesterday, I was walking through a park as the temperature was dropping. The rain was turning to sleet, and the wind was blowing it directly into my face. It wasn't particularly enjoyable. But then I caught that unique spring scent, the fresh, earthy aroma and crispness of wet, soaked soil. Immediately in my mind, I was a child, wearing rubber boots and clomping through the muddy pasture to the swollen creek to poke at the last remaining bits of ice with a stick. As the scent-triggered memory washed over and through me, the frown that had been creasing my forehead as I squinted through the sleet immediately changed to a grin. It is striking how smell bypasses logic, cuts straight to the heart, and evokes emotion. It is so very human. As we edge ever closer to Holy Week, the gospel stories become more evocative and more descriptive of the humanity of Jesus and those around him. And we can see and hear, touch and taste and smell our own experience and emotion reflected in them. Today, we hear that Jesus is at table with Lazarus, whom he has raised from the dead. It is a scene of restoration, intimacy, and unexpected life. And into this moment walks Mary, Lazarus and Martha's sister. Mary carries a jar of pure nard. It represents a year's worth of wages, a treasure, a family's financial security, and possibly her future. Without hesitation, Mary breaks open the jar of perfume, pours it over Jesus' feet, and tenderly uses her hair to wipe off the excess. The smell is overwhelming, and so is the love. In that moment, Jesus, tired, worn, and facing his death, is held with generosity, deeply comforted in body and soul, renewed in purpose, and prepared to face what comes. Mary, you see, understands the cost of great love. The kind of love that bears the soul, speaks the truth, stands for justice, stops at nothing. Her extravagant actions mirror those of Jesus, giving everything for another in love. It is unreasonable. It's not strategic. It doesn't fix anything. It doesn't feed the poor. It doesn't change policy. But that's the point. It's not useful. It is beautiful. It's love, poured out abundantly for love's sake. Unmeasured, misunderstood, and utterly true. At some point along the way, Mary steps into the love of Jesus, understands its worth, and chooses to follow it. At some point along the way, Judas becomes a cynic, knows the cost of everything and the worth of nothing. He sees money, not people. He speaks of the poor, but he doesn't love them. His is the voice that says, "Don't be foolish. Be careful, be efficient, be safe." Perhaps the extravagant purchase of the nard, the overwhelming smell of the perfume, and the abundance of Mary's love finally pushes him over the edge. And he chooses to abandon and betray the love of Jesus. This is a very human choice, which we too face. When we love, we can ask what works, what gets results, and what we can measure. We can be tight-fisted, judgmental, and greedy. Or we can be open-handed, caring, and generous. We can be present, not perform, be with, not do for. Mary's act is not productive. It is sacramental, and it reveals something. It tells the truth that Jesus is worth everything, that love cannot be counted, that discipleship is not always sensible, but it is always costly. And it reminds us that we always have a choice. The human fact of choice is so fundamental to us that mostly we just take it for granted. Of late, Canadians have been shaken out of our reverie and privilege. To a certain extent, we are appreciating what holds us together instead of what pulls us apart. We are exercising our right to choose, from where we travel to what we buy in our grocery stores. We are, in fact, choosing to whom we belong and what is important to us. Now, when the sleet was hitting my face and the scent of spring stirred my memory of childhood, even then there was an element of choice. I chose to focus on the adventure and thrill of visiting the swollen creek. I chose not to focus on the fact that my brother was sent to get me, because I had been told time and time again that the creek was dangerous in the spring. He was annoyed to have to chase me down. My mother was cross with worry, and I was hurt that they didn't trust me. But yesterday, when that memory was stirred, I chose to dwell for a moment in the love expressed in their feelings, in the joy that I experienced, and it changed my perspective on the whole day. God is at work in the world, and in the call and response of life is doing a new thing. God makes a way when we see no way, and invites us forward beyond the past to be part of God's new creation. God invites us to be part of a love that is fully present, yet sees beyond the moment, offers comfort and hope despite the challenges. This spring day, may we choose abundant, generous, extravagant love that bears the soul speaks the truth, stands for justice, and stops at nothing. Amen.